How to earn your customers' trust. Finding your market niche is a crucial decision. Once you have done that, you launch marketing campaigns to present your product or service to your prospects. Please remember, online marketing normally does not allow you to meet your prospects in person, so you will have to find how to turn this limitation into an opportunity. To sell what you developed, you need to earn your clients' trust. Once your clients believe that you are presenting them with the best option, only then will they buy from you. If they believe that you are true to your words, you do what you promised, and you never let them down and never disappoint them. The quality of your product or service is high, period. The golden rule is simple: under-promise and over-deliver. Always offer less than you will actually give or do for the negotiated price, and always deliver more than expected by your client. We all like to feel appreciated and liked. Receiving more in a business dealing than anticipated feels good. It is heartwarming, isn't it? Buying is a bit like going on a hike somewhere where you have never been before. It may turn out to be a pleasant experience, but it also may be risky or even dangerous. In a typical online selling and buying setup, it is your role to ensure that the client has only pleasant experience and can enjoy the hike all the way to the end. When I was a student, I used to work during summer vacations as a tourist guide. My clients were foreign groups arriving in my city, and the travel agency that hosted the group defined the program. The fee was good, and sometimes happy travelers even tipped me. I had no complaint. One day a fellow student disclosed his trade secret to me. I must have looked a bit lost to him. He certainly wanted to teach me a lesson. Want to get more tips? Here's what I do. When the group arrives, I greet them while they are sitting in their bus, in front of the travel agency. Without saying a word, a broad smile on my face, I scan the rows with a focused gaze, and then tell them this: "Look guys, the travel agency put together your program, but because you are such nice people, I offer some additional items, and I will do it free of charge. On the other hand, if you are happy about my addendum, you may thank me as you wish. Is that okay with you?" Of course, I will not do that extra mile and will take them to programs as previously planned by the agency. Nevertheless, in the end I usually double my fee with their tips. They all are grateful and think that they receive special treatment only because they are such a nice bunch of people. This is a win-win, see? Well, this trick is not exactly what I mean on under-promising and over-performing. To say the least of it, it is unethical and revolting. So, take it as an old anecdote, if you will. However, it illustrates that as clients or customers we all think we are special and deserve superb treatment. Keep in mind that expectation, please. You want building a lasting partnership with your clients. This is what I call rapport. You want them to come back to you, and buy from you again and recommend you as a trustworthy business partner to their friends and family. This is the real win-win, when both parties are happy for good. I'd much appreciate your comments on this post. Please let me know how you feel about under-promising and over-performing.